Hey, we need your support to keep the podcasts flowing. Go to explorationsearlylearning.com/support to learn how. One of the big things you can do is shop Amazon with the link we provide. You buy your cat food, you buy your kids' books, you buy whatever it is you buy on Amazon, you pay the regular price. We get a small percentage of it. Everybody wins. A lot of people are doing it. It really supports the shows, and we really appreciate it. Give it a try. Thanks. Welcome to the Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast. Jeff Johnson coming to you live from upstairs studio. In studio, scrolling through the Facebook, probably. We got Josie. How you doing, Josie?
I'm great.
Nice flowery, rosy phone cover on Josie's phone. Lisa Murphy, she's got kind of a gold...
Glittery bit of doom.
Very...
it blinds people on the airplane.
But it's got good grip when I was messaging... When I was messaging PJ the other night,
your phone.
Sweetie pie, I noticed that it'd be really hard to drop. So, podcast buddies, I've got a problem.
Tell me.
Grandbaby's birthday is coming, and I really want to buy her a tablet.
Wah, wah, wah.
Talk to me about it.
I've got two minds about this because one, I fully know, you know, less screen time is probably better, all of that kind of stuff. But I also know she's really caring about books and she's starting to, you know, recognize words and I mean I love my Kindle and I love reading on my tablet, and there is a configuration of tablet that I can get where I can lock out all the other stuff.
Mm.
And so because really there's a lot of kids ebooks out there, but they're not Kindle friendly, but they're tablet friendly because they've got pictures and all that kind of stuff, and so they're better on a color screen and often not even available on the regular Kindle, because that's what I first thought about getting her. And so
you want to use it just for books,
yeah,
essentially.
And so I can lock out the internet, I can lock out the videos.
So why
I can
not just
lock
get
out
her
the
books?
Games. Because books are fucking old fashioned. Books rip. books aren't. She is five, and the for most of her life, she is probably going to be reading in that format, because I don't care. You're 1,000 years old.
And you like toys. You like techie toys, and
I'm 1,000 years old. He likes techie toys.
I like tools.
Tools.
I think it's more. I think it really is more tools than techie toys, because we can go out to my shop and I can show my love of tools. But yeah, because I think the productivity, I get a lot more done. And can access stuff a lot more quickly with my the quote database we were looking at earlier today. That wouldn't exist if that was all in books, because I'd have to type all that stuff instead of cutting and pasting it. And so, but then as I thought about this, the other thing is, if she's got that and she's starting to write, on this recent trip to Australia, at the end of the trip, she started to text me on her mama's phone, where mama's helping her spell things, but she's actually writing to me, and she's just going to get better at this. And so the other thing the tablet does is it allows us, with setting up an email address for her, is it allows us to communicate that way. And so there's a communication thing, there's a relationship thing, there's a literacy thing going on there. And so, do I buy the tablet or not?
That's totally up to you.
That's bullshit answer. what I'm looking for is opinion, and duh, it's up to me. What do you guys? What do you think? Where are you at? What's the?
I'm a no.
Because?
Because I like books.
Because you like books.
I'll own it. I love the smell of them. I love to turn the page of them. I love to be able to write on them. And everybody I've said this to has said, but you can do all of that on those devices. But okay, I'm not saying that you can't. But like, if you said right now, like if my library was here and you said, oh my God, what was that one quote about that one thing about that one time? I would know right where to go to get it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you would go back. You would get on an airplane. No, first I would drive you an hour and a half to the airport, and then you would fly to O'Hare, hang out in the lounge for a while, have a Bloody Mary, get onto your other flight. That one's delayed for 20 minutes. You get to Rochester, you get home, and you know right where it was.
All right, point taken.
If it's on a device, it's there in your hands and
all
you can
the time.
Pull
no,
it
I
up
get it.
Right away.
I get it.
So I mean, I get that aesthetically, you like the books better. What I'm talking about is developmentally, is it wrong for me to do this?
Okay, because I have a history and a relationship with the both of you.
Uh-huh.
With her, no. Because
well,
it's adding to...
She is literally the only one in the universe I care about.
Well, you're sweet.
Her little brother a little bit, too.
You're sweet.
And my wife.
Any more you want to add?
Oh, you guys are okay.
Whatever. Anyway, because I know her, uh-huh. I would say probably I could be willing to make an exception because she is so balanced in every other developmental domain, everything. It wouldn't be in instead of, right? It wouldn't be.
I'm not going to take all the blocks and loose parts the house is full of away.
It would be adding to
yeah.
the experience and not instead of, right? There's still books around in the house. This would be some, yeah. In this particular situation, I could probably rationalize even in my brain why that might be okay.
Yeah.
But I also think that you would still put some kind of limits or parameters on it, right? So,
I have total control. I can the software, I can control what hours it can be turned on during the day. So, yeah, and as she grows, that changes. The thing is, she'll outgrow the device before I would allow too much more on it. But I guess it sickens me to see kids just playing the stupid video games and that kind of stuff on the stuff. But used as a tool. For the reading and the writing, I think there's a lot of benefit there. The other thing is she's constantly the only thing she's mostly seen me read in my life is kids' books to her and on screens.
Yeah. Now, that's valid.
Her mommy does a lot of reading on her Kindle. Her daddy is a paper person, and so she's grown up watching him read books. Tutu is kind of back and forth between the two of them. And so as a tool, I mostly feel it's the thing I'm gonna do, but I have those misgivings because I don't want her to turn into one of those zombie kids. Right? I mean,
are you ready for my cautionary tale?
Yes. What's the cautionary tale, Josie?
Okay, so my husband and I are not anti-screen time within limits. I mean, we both grew up playing video games and watching TV. Yeah. And
young kids and their video games, their Mario Kart and such.
Look at you, name dropping.
Yeah.
Did you look that up before we recorded?
What did you play?
Oh, I had a Sega, so I didn't play Mario Kart. Oh,
what did you play? I don't know what a Sega is.
Well, I played Little Mermaid and Pac-Man and girly games that a five-year-old would play.
Sega as opposed to Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look what I knew.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's all I got, though. I threw them all
anyway,
on the table.
Sonic the Hedgehog, that was like the Mario of Sega. So, I mean, and my husband, you know, she still sees him play video games, and I do a lot of my reading on a screen. So, uh-huh. I mean, screens are just part of our life. And so, in the evenings, she had gotten about, you know, 30 minutes of iPad time mm-hmm. on our family iPad, and she was just filling it up with junk. And so we thought, wouldn't this be a fun Christmas present to give her?
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. We didn't set the limits at first. We just gave it to her like we gave her any other toy, just thinking, you know, she'd play with it for a little bit and put it down and play with something else, just like she had always done. Oh, that had to change quickly because that child would sit there. I got sick right after that, and, you know, I basically didn't give a fuck for a few days about what she was doing because I was just trying to heal. She'd play on that thing for 4 or 5 straight hours, and this is a child who
had
always been fine doing other things. You take it away
from
her.
And her little brain is going, dopamine.
And you take it away from her, and oh, she would just become a monster because we took it away, and we just looked at each other and we're like, what did we do? So, I mean, she still gets to use it, but we have...
Oh, you didn't, like, smash it in front of her?
No.
And I'm sorry, it did make that 5-hour car trip in the middle of the night when she wouldn't go to sleep helpful. But
yeah.
But we learned our lesson. It's like, just because we could do this and it was exciting didn't mean it was a good idea. And I know it. I know it better than a lot of my friends. I know what is developmentally appropriate when it comes to screen time. And even I got caught up in the whole, ooh, look at this bright, shiny toy. She's going to have so much fun with this.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that. And I see her. I mean, I've let her do some stuff with me on my tablet once. I'm just goofing around. We draw stuff together and all that kind of stuff. And I'm even to the point where if I get her one, I'm not going to, like the drawing programs, the art programs, I'm not going to turn those on because, I mean, she's...
She has an office.
Yeah,
filled with supplies,
and I need her to keep doing that
that's the balance that I was referring to.
Yeah,
right.
And a lot of times those devices can be separators of people. We look at our screen and we disconnect. But I think it also becomes a tool that allows her and I to stay connected.
Yeah.
Because especially if we go to the point where she starts writing a little bit more and we can send each other messages and pictures and stuff, it allows us with my travel schedule, it allows us to stay connected and without having to go through her mommy. And her mommy would probably, it's going to get to the point where her mom, I mean, now it's a fun, cute thing they can do. Let's write Papa a text. But and not too long, it's going to be mommy would rather not be doing that if it's something you can do by yourself. Having that tool to be used that way. And so if I set the time limits on the day and it can be scheduled to do that and I block out all the other BS.
I think the parameters that you're putting on it, again, like so many of the things we talk about, the intention behind the decision has been obviously thought out. There's parameters, there's conditions, whatever. It's not just, hey, look,
a bright shiny thing
here, right? There's you've thought about it. It wasn't a knee-jerk response to something.
Yeah.
And I think that's is that me rationalizing why I'm saying it's okay? Perhaps.
And this doesn't mean I'm not still gonna buy her paper books.
Right, now and again.
And I think there's, in the world we're living in, I think there's, you got to ease into the technology. And I think the other thing is, I would rather be the one who gets her this thing than to have somebody else 6 months from now get her one for Christmas.
Without those parameters being put on it.
And her mommy and daddy would probably be pretty mindful about the access to it. And if she's already got one, then it kind of cuts other people off at the pass. And
would you say that this is a little bit of controlling the environment? Like, there's this new thing that I'm thinking about adding.
Well, yeah.
What am I doing? Why am I doing it? And who is it for? Like, you've gone through that process of answering those questions.
Yeah,
and then you're going to choose.
I didn't think about it in those terms, but that's probably exactly what it is, because it's this whole thing of controlling the environment, exactly what it's going to be. Here's the times you can have access to it, and here's the things you can have access to on it, and so it is controlling that technological environment to take advantage of what I want to take advantage of and cut out the other stuff, because she doesn't need to be watching Dora the Explorer videos and all that other BS and that Sesame Street.
What happened? I thought you just pinched something in your back the way you said.
Pinched something in my brain.
Brain pinch. What happened? What happened?
I've been pissed off on the internet lately, and I'm biting my tongue about something.
What's that?
Is this a new episode?
No, we got a little bit of time here, and so this will be a perfect time for this. Okay, everybody hates Trump. Okay, fine. Or at least, 52% of the country hates Trump at the moment. Whatever. His whole thing about cutting spending for public television, and then the whole we want to save Big Bird. Trump is trying to kill Big Bird stuff. Fuck Big Bird.
I got nothing. I have not been paying attention.
Trump wants to cut NPR and public television funding, and Big Bird is part of that. And so there's this stuff going. Oh, first thing, for the last couple of years, Sesame Workshop has a deal with HBO, so all new episodes of Sesame Street are premiering on HBO, and they're getting paid well for it. And you know what? Big Bird can go out and get himself a fucking job in the real world and compete in the market the way everybody else does. That's the way the world works. And the other thing, there is nothing educationally beneficial about that fucking show.
Read Jane Healy.
Well, yeah, exactly, and read all kinds of other stuff. Susan Lynn. There's just nothing there. If we want to help kids read, we read
to them.
Around them and to them and with them. Hate on Donald as much as you want. I don't care. And hate on me for thinking Donald's doing a good job wanting to kill Big Bird. And take that fucking Elmo with him.
Are you done?
Zoe Monster. Okay, go ahead. What do you got?
I'm backing up.
Okay.
To something you said before. I'm going to be Tiffany here.
Okay.
And play devil's advocate.
Of course, good.
So, this is intense.
Now, are you sure you are ready for this?
So you said something about, just the world that Rowan's growing up in, technology, she needs to maybe begin using it and getting, I don't remember exactly what you said, uh-huh. But that general idea. So what...
Just say
so that's
it.
The same thing that people that are handing preschoolers iPads
I know.
And kindergartners Chromebooks are going to tell you.
I know, and that's why we were talking about this. That's why I have this inner conflict about this thing, because the thing is, and my feeling is, technology that's tools, and there are appropriate times to have tools now. But I'll also tell you that we should be putting hammers and saws in the hands of young children too. Maybe not chainsaws. But hand saws and maybe not the full power of the tablet, but maybe a handsaw version, a level of it that they can handle. I know I'm hypocritical, I feel that way, but I totally you just voiced the conflict I've been having.
Well, I also gave my kid an iPad for Christmas, and I went horribly wrong, so if you're a hypocrite, so am I.
So, but do you think this will go horribbly wrong? If
no,
I mean, if
I
do I
know.
It the way
it sounds like you have thought this through.
But
that's
then
the
is
thing.
She gonna use? Is she gonna? She's gonna. She gonna, Papa.
You have no idea how she's gonna use it because you haven't given it to her.
Yeah, I know. I know what will be limited. So but the thing is, there's gonna be the thing. She's gonna manipulate me. She's got. She thinks she has power over. She doesn't. But she is. I'm gonna get the look, and it's gonna be like. She's going to use she calls it her sweet voice. And then, Papa, can I watch one movie?
And you'll and say?
I'll say, fuck you. Give me that tap. No, I won't say that.
But you're thinking about this in advance. Uh-huh. The difference in our situation was we didn't. We just kind of handed it to her thinking, hey, this is just going to be.
You didn't ask, what are you doing? Yeah. Why are you doing it? And who is
and
it for?
It was, if you're setting this up from the beginning, those parameters are going to be much easier to stick to than when we had to enforce them after the fact, and that was hard.
Yeah, and especially if I'm the only one that knows the password to go in and change things, so that other adults can't get in there and click things around and open things up. Papa will have all the power,
of course.
All right, I'm feeling a little bit better about this.
What are your thoughts on Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers? Well, he's dead, so I got nothing. He probably wasn't Satan.
Do you have a thought on Mr. Rogers?
No, not at all.
Do you have a thought on Sesame Street?
No, not really. I like when Lin-Manuel Miranda comes and does theme song was on it.
I'm sure. And the other thing is Sesame Street isn't it's never been developmentally appropriate or beneficial, and it's even worse now because they've taken all the risky play out of it. And I mean, there used to be kids walking on walls and climbing up the slide and that kind of stuff. They've made it all sanitized. And oh, by the way, after you listen to this episode and you get mad at me for calling out Big Bird and all that kind of stuff, don't send me an email. Just know that you do the reading and you'll know that you're wrong, and then you can send me an email and say, Jeff, I looked into it and you're right. Do that, but I don't want any angry email. I'll just delete them as soon as I get to that part. Mostly I love hearing feedback, but there's no benefit. And actually they've used some of the technology that they developed to edit those episodes and to pay attention. They've used that for some of the those techniques in advertising to children, and they're spending close to $1 million an episode now on episodes of Sesame Street. I mean,
wow.
Big Bird needs to go get a job. I mean, Elmo with all his freaking toy money. I mean, they don't need any of our tax money to promote that developmentally appropriate bullshit anymore. Time to wrap that. Don't ask me what I really think. And I haven't even had a cocktail yet today, people.
This raw Jeff emotion coming out right now.
Hey, this has been another episode of the Child Care Bar and Grill. Sorry about that rant.
No, you're not. Don't lie to the people.
No, I'm not. No, I'm a little bit sorry. I shouldn't. Big Bird.
You're blushing a little bit.
I mean, Big Bird. I'm getting hungry and I need a cocktail.
Okay, let's go.
Don't need a cocktail. Want a cocktail. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Join us at the Playvolution HQ site because we need you to be part of the community. Bye-bye.
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 Thanks for listening to the show. Join us online at playvolutionhq.com and learn how to support the show at explorationsearlylearning.com/support. This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.